Sammy, two things before you go this morning. Deneen Walker, the DUP councillor, has just written a post on her Facebook page this morning in which she said, "I'm upset that I lost the chance to be mayor of Newton Abbey. Politics is a dirty business. Here's hoping Peter Robinson gets more support from the party than I did. Or will he too have to give up his post?" So she's criticising the DUP and saying she didn't get enough support. Have you any sympathy for her?
Well, you know, I don't know what the particular issues were in Newton Abbey as to why one person was chosen over the other. We all have disappointments in politics.
She's suggesting she didn't get enough support from her own party.
Well, if that's the case, and I don't know the internal discussions that there were, but the party would have made a decision as to who they wished to support for the post. And if they made a decision okay. not to support the name, that's perfectly legitimate. We all have disappointments. There's posts I would love to have, I don't have, and that's just the way things are. You know?
And last thing, because I'm running out of time, and the whole controversy, I know you've written about allowing Christians to have their view, and you've talked about a secularist Taliban, who haven't you, who dominate the media.
Yeah.
The Reverend
Ian, part of this.
The Reverend Ian Brown told his congregation that the recent McConnell controversy had become thoroughly ridiculous. Have a listen to what he said.
"And now the allies and the sympathisers with Islam are up on their hind legs. What we can call the secularist Taliban who dominate our medium, they have sharpened their literary sabres and their scimitars and they're swinging for him. They attempted their own version of a verbal hanging by means of a couple of blistering attacks that were passed off as interviews on the Nolan radio and television shows. I cannot repeat from this pulpit or from any other platform what people called him and how they described the gospel that he preaches on many social media sites."
That's the Reverend Ian Brown, the minister at Morris Memorial, Ian Paisley's former church. Do you think Northern Ireland's becoming a cold place for Christians, Sammy? Seriously?
I do think that it is. And, you know, if you look at the way in which the media have treated this particular incident, I mean, I don't agree that all Muslims cannot be trusted. I've made that fact very clear. The article which I wrote was really about the right of Christians to make comments. And in fact, I defended the Bishop of Connor, Darren Connor, in the same article, the right for Christians to make comments on public issues, and that their view should be as respected as anyone else. And yet it seems that when they do that, it's not even the points which they make which are attacked. They themselves are attacked as either being bigoted, racist, or whatever other description may attach to them. And I do think that many Christians feel now, especially in the media, the predominant influence is one of secularists who are increasingly aggressive against Christianity and against those who express Christian views.
Okay. Sammy Wilson, thank you very much indeed.